In 18th century Venice, on crossing a square or a bridge, it was possible to encounter artists who, covered with a dark cloth, were fumbling with an instrument similar to a camera. These were the vedutisti, struggling with the camera obscura. The pictorial genre known as vedutismo arose in the 18th century and was dedicated to the faithful reproduction of landscapes and urban views. It enjoyed great success, especially in Venice. The term comes from the word veduta, Italian for view. The reasons for this success were in relation, in particular, to the fashion for the grand tour of Italy, often under the guidance of a tutor. The most serene republic exerted a great attraction, not least due to its reputation as a city of pleasure, luxury, libertinism, and a vast emporium of the arts. In the 18th century, it welcomed a huge number of foreign visitors, many of them wealthy Englishmen. It was a unique city that had preserved its urban structure almost unchanged, with its religious and political center in St. Mark's Square, the city's drawing room, and the commercial hub at the Rialto, connected to the Grand Canal. Vedutismo, moreover, was rooted in Enlightenment philosophy, which urged the investigation of reality in the most objective way possible and perfectly mirrored the principles of this way of thinking. The custom of the grand tour also spread due to Enlightenment philosophy. The purpose of travel was to gain knowledge. Vedutismo's success was therefore linked to the photographic precision of the depiction, which thereby acquired value as an objective document. Due to this unprecedented attention to reality, Canaletto codified the iconography of his beloved Venice, which remains embedded in the collective imagination, transforming the city into myth.